Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Toma Rav Yehuda. Toma Shmuel. We are about 15 lines down. Toma Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Shir Shabbatayah. Shir in the Torah. Ozyal Shir Moshe. Who said it? Moshe Visar Amor. Moshe and his Kalisar said it. Rachidus. Visar Sa'olam Ayam. When they came out of the Yam, he said, no, Shir of the Torah, who said it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, obviously, positive. Of Yoshe Moshe. I don't need a Gemara.
Obviously,
no.
Future.
No, Yoshe's future. Say that. Also, knows quite clearly. Oz, then he sang. Then he sang. Why do you use the Lashon Yoshe to tell sing it again? But he sang it then. Oz, when they came out of Chris House. So, is that what exactly is the chiddush of this Gemara? See again. Only with a small. Said when they came out of the yam. As Hallel that we say, so who said that? So we're asking what the Adam is. Why are you telling me who said El Yashe? That's obvious. Masal says that if it wouldn't be for the fact that they said Oz Yashe, then it'd be possible to ask the Hallel Moshe and Klal Yisrael said. Because, what you think when they went out the Amsot, they didn't say Shia. You think when the Shechter called them Pesach during the rest of the year, they didn't say Shia. Of course they said Shia. So it would have been possible to them, they would have said Hallel. But since we know what they actually, what the Shia they did say, we know they said Oz Yashe. So Mela, so who said the Hallel? It's an introductory comment for the next thing. I know. Oz Yashe is positive. Grisol said so, who said the rest? The lesson of the Marashoyes. The Vada, Eloi, have a asker on Shir Sayom, the Gavin Meshavi Sol Betoy. If we wouldn't have found the Meshavi Sol said Shir Sayom, their name is the Halos, the Meshavi Sol Amu. So, Anetarishan, Shanatini Sol, that was the first net, first miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael. And that's indeed what Rav Elazar holds later on. But since we know what they said, then we have a question. So what? Who said Oz Yashe? Who says Hallel? So back to the Gemara. Almar Rav Yehuda Mishmol, Shir Shabbatayah, Moshe Yisrael Amur. Now we know. Yisrael Solomon Yam. The Hallel, Zem Yomu. Who said the Hallel? Says the Gemara. Nevi'im Shabbeinim Tikkun Yisrael. The Nevi'im amongst them paskins with a second for Yisrael, so Yomim Oisoy, our Kolpeik. And for every situation, our Kolpeik, sorry, every Tsar, Shaloi Tovei them, it shouldn't come upon them. So also the Saginot, it means it came upon them. Shinigalim, Oimim Oisoy, Gulotsoy. You say it for the good. There's a Takanos Chazal, that for every net that happens to Klal Yisrael, you say hello. You say to speak out that, and even a prophet, even a Tovei Yochid, even somebody who has a net, the Yechidus, he's got a right to be mistaken for himself that day, Yom Tov, to say hello with that bracha, say hello. Even I think it was Miriam, so every person, that's what the Tekanah Sazal was. On every situation, it should be a net that happens. The person has the right to be given to a Yom Tov and say hello. It says you had a trouble and you got out of it, but obviously a trouble doesn't mean necessarily, you know what I mean, my car didn't work and then I got out of it, so I don't have to make halal for that. It's something which is something which we associate now and then, whatever. You're asking a different question. What would be if it wasn't a star?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That way around. Yeah, no, it says that was, it has to be that you're in a situation of star. Star or Peric of Zman that was difficult. Yes, indeed. Okay. Say that the Chayyadam, he made for himself a bit of a Yom Tov because he was in an area where he had building collapsed on him, and he was kaver yontif, his whole family carried on for it.
And he would say challah without a bracha.
You can say you've got a right to make yourself a yontif and say challah without a bracha. That's the most of you say. English and Mary. Okay.
And it's said for certain means every kind of
yontif,
whenever
the yontif come around,
every kind of
season. The fact is, it's kufa. Yeah, whenever there's a kufa, a period of time, then there was a tzav. Tanya ha'ume ha'ume calls fishpachis amos b'sevetirim. All the fishpachis that were said in Sefer Tehillim, Kulon David Ono. David was the one who said it. Shenema Kolu Tfilis David Ben Yishai. That we finished the Tfilis of David Ben Yishai. Altikru Kolu Elo Kol Elu. So he says, Kolu Verada Kol Elu. Why shouldn't you read it Kolu? They finished, no? You finished the Sefer, you finished it. Oh, that's the reason. Because Kolu Tfilis Ben David Yishai is in the middle of Tehillim.
I don't know what's in it, bro.
Can I know? Kolu Tfilis Ben David is in the middle of Tehillim. So why is he in the middle of Tehillim? In the wrong place. We have to learn from there that from there we learn that it means just a Joshua. Kol Elu Tfilis David Ben Yishai. Yeah, that was the Joshua.
Yeah.
Right? So there's Machlik Zishonim about that. Machlik Zishonim, when it says Kol Elu David Ben Yishai, Tfilis David Ben Yishai, is it Dafka the Tfilis? That's Lashon of Rashi, I think. Others say, look at Rashi, the third line. Rashi and Arashram. Kol Tfilis, Kol Nizmoyim, Apeisim Bitfilo. My Tfilo Anikiyate. It's come to Rashi, it's just those that start with the Tfilo. Tfilo the Moshe, just those that start with Tfilo, David the Melech wrote. But other Shenim, Rashbam said not like that. Rashbam learned not like that. Look at, that's all in the Mashal. Mashal understood it's going on everything. Everything in the Sefer. That's just so clearly in the Mashal. And then Mashal said it here. The Gath Darshan is Kol Elu Shehen Kol Sefer Tehillim. The whole Sefer Tehillim is all David Ben Yishai. That's how the Mashal understands it. So we have a Machlokes here, what the Kol Elu is going on. Yeah, but maybe Tfilis means like Rashi. Not so. Yeah, could be. Yeah, we're going to do it now. Let's see some Rashbam. Shin Shebetoyo, Old Yoshe Moshe. Moshe Vissal, Kodemi Ba'isa, Yipshitelon, Tim Moshe Vissal, Ba'isa Shal. Solomon the Yantik, no, that's possible to us. Yeah, we're over here. Sorry, the Rashbam's again on the wrong page. Rashbam's over here. Moshe Vissal, the prince is really the Mac.
Got this.
I don't know. They did a bad job. Moshe Vissal. Yeah, it is. It's 20 and 15 lines up at the bottom. Moshe Vissal, Kaleima, Ba'isai, Pshitalon, the Moshe Vissal. On that Oz Yosh is posher to us that Moshe Yisrael when they came out of the Yam and the Sakinim. But that wasn't said earlier because it's Oz Yosh and Moshe. Aber Halal, the Rosh Yechadoshim, the Yomim Tovim, me Tiknus. The Rashbam said the Shail of Halal was for Rosh Chodesh and Yomim Tovim. She says it was Chazal and Sakinim, I'd call Pig, the Pig, the Koy, the Begel, I'll call Sorcery to Valim. He added the Nusach that we didn't have in our Gemara. Our Gemara said, I'll call Perik V'Perik, I'll call Tzorah V'Tzorah. He adds in, I'll call Regal V'Regal. So Rashbam understands that this Gemara was after Rish Chodesh, Perik, and Yom Tovim Regal. And then we add on about Torah, which wasn't discussed before. So he says, Nishna Ma'al Yenokat, when Tisha Lo loy tova aleim, it's a euphemism, a nice way of speaking. The loyma sheim chas v'sholim tehei tzar aleim. If chas v'sholim be tzar, v'yoshiu mimeno, and they will be saved from it. Loyma oisa, they would say it al gulason, or for their redemption. Kemoi in Chanukah, just kigoi in Chanukah. Now we have on Chanukah. On Chanukah we say 8 days of whole hallel. Why? Because this takanas chazal. So why don't we say for Purim? And give a campus hallel. So why don't we say hallel?
But aren't you just going to be putting this happening
there as a show? Oh, so that's all to one more malach, is it?
What?
That the hallel that you say b'tzivo is only for this to happen in there as a show. That's one malach. Eretz Yisrael, not in the Eretz Palestine. Kol Eilu Tfilos. That wasn't meant to be recorded. Kol Eilu Tfilos. Oh yeah, yeah.
How do you stop this thing?
Okay, fine.
I'm thinking that we're here.
There's more than you think.
I'm thinking that we are here.
Right. That's not what they're celebrating. That's not what they're celebrating. Don't tell me they're celebrating that the Zohar have loads of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's not what they're celebrating. It's not what the Hamoin Am in Eretz Yisrael is not excited that we've been Zohar to have tons and tons of yeshivas. If you have any doubts about that, just listen to the election propaganda. Better turn off. Right. So, Tanya Hayu Meirimah. Called Tishpochei Samuris V'Sefer Tehillim. All Tishpochei are said, and we just did that. Right. Okay, again. Tanya, how are you remembering that? Called Tishpochei Samuris V'Sefer Tehillim. Kulon David Amar. David said them. So name my colorful phrase, David Ben Yishai. Altikur. Kuloi Elokol Elo. That was just that. Halal Demi Omer. Who said Halal? Who said what we say as Halal? Ebeisi Omer. Eloza b'ni Oimer, Moshe v'Yisrael Amur. Eloza said that Moshe said it. Moshe and Yisrael said it b'Shal Sha'olam in the Yam. When they say, came out of the Yam. What do you mean they said it? They said Oz-Yoshe. We just said beforehand they said Oz-Yoshe. So what do they mean they said it? So again, the Mashiach speaks this out. Where was it? They also said Oz Yoshe. Rather they said Oz Yoshe. But since we know that when the Shepherd on Pesach, they obviously said some type of Shia, so they must have said something else as well. So they must have said the Din of Halal. That's how the Mashal explained it. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is on the previous page, seven lines up. Most of you saw the Mura. So obviously, Kleinshaw said it. They obviously said that Shira. And David, then David put it in his statement. The Shira, the Hala was said by Kleinshaw. So very basic question on this. If we say the Hala was said by Kleinshaw, so what is this that we say? Yisrael b'tach Hashem ezam okinah beis aharoyim b'tchu Hashem. What's the beis aharoyim? They were referring to a kohenim, yeah. Beis aharoyim b'tchu Hashem ezam okinah ki Hashem b'tchu Hashem. So there we see that we specifically specify the Beit Aaron. Why Beit Aaron? That is only afterwards, right? Beit Aaron B'tzchub Hashem, that's only happened afterwards. Also we say in Hoidu, say Yoimunot Yisrael, Yoimunot Beit Aaron. What's unique about Beit Aaron? I mean, Beit Aaron wasn't set aside to be the Levium.
Before we, in the mission, we ask the question, how are we referring to the second Christians
heard
that we
would
add the
theater, no theater. No, that means that, that then you're right. In the Mishnah, we said you say half halal before and then half afterwards. We're going on the side. It's just the thing, so no, it doesn't seem to be because we're going on the whole halal zoo. I hear you. You're trying to suggest an answer that maybe when we talk about halal here, we just mean the first two. Like the teacher yourself in the meantime, are you?
I
must ask this question. One thing, let me just finish off this one. I must ask this question, leaves it. So, yes, yes, it's not like a question which is impossible to answer. Yes, yes. So, some answer, Shuvah Me'ava, he answers that even if Moshe Rabbeinu and Kaisal from the second Halal, even if they were, it doesn't mean that every word that they said is exactly a replica of what's written in the Sefer. There can be changes. There can be changes in the Kaisal, what they said. That doesn't mean a man has changed or added by Tfilah. Tfilah might be in our Torah, but the Nusach of Tfilah is only. So to him, that the actual Musag of Halal, the Tzitzon Mitzrayim, that may be Moshe and Kaisal said, but the actual Nusach that they said is written here might have been only David who changed it. Like we find that all this end of David is talking about David. For instance, we say Evan Masah Abinim Hayshalosh Shpina was David speaking by himself. Yeah, and Tafan is there is David speaking by himself. So certain things David the Melech could have added. But we're asking who is the main institute, the composer of this halal. Right, yeah.
That's the Rosh from. I mean, we said that's Yashir. But where did the Yeshiva, he says, he's from Yisrael, may God love you. Okay, that's the Shalom. How's that a proof that we said it coming out of Yisrael?
Right.
Because it mentioned that when we came out of Yisrael, the Shalom, that's very nice.
The Gemara is suggesting is that how do we know that? The Mashal spoke out because when he set the competa on things, it must have said some shiras. It must have been, and the Gemara is going to say in a minute, it must have been that it was already instituted beforehand. It must have been already composed beforehand. We're going to see that mamish in about a minute in the Gemara. But the actual fact, I don't really hear the question. The question we're asking, now, what about Beit Aaron? Right, the Levim were unique already in the time. Even if they weren't going to be the ones working for Beit Midos, they were unique. They were the ones who sat and learned. They didn't have Shiva, but they sat and learned. So they were always a Shiva to a special and unique. Beit Aaron, okay. I am. So that's the question. The question is, why are you saying Beit Aaron? This is a big lady. Very good. Sure. Yeah, very good. Fantastic. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Nirin, on so Gracie said, the Lazar said it was Moshe Yisraelamu. The Chalukin Olaf Chaveyov, lo yimei David Olam. David said it. The Nirin Tvarov, in the dream, I understand what my son said more than what his friends say. Because Efshi Yisrael, Shofet, just came. Chal Yisrael, during the course of the years until David Menach came, they shefted the Kol Pesach, the Nodra Ravim, and they took that Lulavim. They all Mashiach, they didn't have Halal. Avadim must have had Halal. So it must have been the Halal who said, right, when they left Mitzrayim. It must have been already a halal that it says. Zavach, Pitzli Shalmichol, Psali Shalmichol. Oh, you need the Bechi. The time of David HaMelech, there was the Pesach of Michal. In the time of David HaMelech, the Pesach of Michal was being served. People were serving the Pesach of Michal. And Omid Bechi is again a euphemism. It means people were giving it praise. No, Bechi's been crying. Kilo, the pestle is crying. It doesn't mean that. It means the pestle is being served. Omid Bechi, you saw Omid Mr. Halal. Do you think people could institute Halal at a time when there's such a bizarre and such a chil Hashem of the Avodah Zarah being served? Then I'll say, it must have been the Halal was already instituted long beforehand. See you soon, Rashi.
Rashbam,
quite right. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the end on Ahmed Beit. Efshi Yisrael says it's the same, you see the same, Ad David, the Omer, all of Halil. So it's all like a Psalm Shalmicha Oymed Bevechi, for Oysim Mokoyim, to me David, Oh, I see. Malka's learned the first one. I learned the same as the Rashbam. Okay. So, Bebechi, the Rashbam says means a place. Quite right. Toys the Mokri. So, May David Hoyo. In the time of David, the Sibbe Ad Giloy Kol Oret. Until the Golas, there was Michal there. The Pesel Michal. We saw Aimim Halel, Shekosu Boy. Kemoyim Yiroi Seim in Halal. We say Kemoyim Yiroi Seim Hashem Devan, that all the Avodah Zarah should be destroyed, and they're serving the Avodah Zarah. So you think they're going to sing Halal?
I wonder how the Kori works in that time, talking about the Shabbat. That's the Kori. Bringing you up and screening the topic that is talking about the
Shabbat. Right. They must have been instituted long beforehand. No, they would never have said this halal in the time when the pesel was being served. Because, well, we're giving shevach and saying that you've done all these things to Avodah Zarah, destroyed all these Avodah Zarahs, and we're serving the Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make sense. There was a substantial amount of people that were following this pesel shemicha. So,
but it wasn't. But we were saying that David sent it. Who cares if there were voters already?
No, David means it. The story of David. David instituted it for his.
Moshe,
all just Moshe with all of Klal Yisrael. But the instance is that all of Klal Yisrael should be saying this halal, right? And we just compared that. We said this halal. So David instituted this. How should we say? He composed this in all the past to say, right? So it doesn't make sense at the time when Klal Yisrael was serving the Pesel that they should be composing such a halal. Elovadai, alayam lo mitzchil. The first one said then, and then once it was said then, so they carried on saying this forever. But to instance, to compose a nusra at the time when Klal Yisrael was serving the Avodah Zarah seems incongruous with the time period.
What about Balaam Shin?
What about it?
I mean, it was instituted when there was a problem with it. We didn't say, oh, how can you leave the same machine?
Yeah,
and people that are believing. We said, yeah, that's why they instituted it then.
So this is a celebration on the fact that Hashem has destroyed the Avodah Zarah. Right? We're saying it's a time when the Klal Yisrael is serving the Avodah Zarah. How much need to make a shiur about that? That doesn't make sense. It's a shiur. This is a sheva for saying that all the Avodah Zarah is nothing, and all the people that serve the Avodah Zarah should be destroyed. Kamehameha is saying all the people that serve the Avodah Zarah should be destroyed. Klal Yisrael are serving the Avodah Zarah. Wow, we're going to make a shiur now, you should all be destroyed. And they're all going to be singing it. Right. Yeah, but if we're referring to the goyim doing it, the bakasha. So when left in Israel, who are we saying about? We're saying about the goyim. So the goyim are serving this Avodah Zarah, and they should all get destroyed. But if we're talking about Yidden who's serving it, and we're saying that Yidden should get destroyed, there's not much of a shiur.
No, but wasn't
the Erev Rav that we're... Rav Yishua, not exactly he's asking, but this is what he should have asked, that in the time of the Kriyas Yamsuf also was Pesel Michal.
Right.
Michal made his Pesel already when before he left Mitzrayim. So that... No, we're talking about David HaMelech. That David HaMelech couldn't have composed this at the time when Klal Yisrael was serving the Pesel. Well, the Pesel was there at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So how could... Moshe Rabbeinu be mistaken it then? Right. Now, that the Mashal says because it's only... it was hidden. It was the Yam that knew that, right? The Yam, it says, was... Bechemo, was angry. It wasn't Klal Yisrael on the whole. But here, there was a cult, a group of Klal Yisrael serving the Pesel Mitzvah, and therefore it's not possible that they're mistaken. So, very good. Says the Rashbam, let's finish off. The linear, lamin nun is linear, the linear, the bechi kinoi hu, it's a euphemism. Lignai, kloima imidis simcha. Yisrael, omdu lefonach, leikasinon, It means they weren't standing right in front of it, but rather they were, while the Pesach was there in its full glory, they wouldn't be saying shir about people serving a mitzvah. Okay, let's move on. Tana Abana, and two dots. Tana Abana. Kol shiris d'shvachis. Shama David b'sefer Tehillim. All the shiris d'shvachis that David said in sefer Tehillim. Ve'lozayim k'neged atzmo yomro. He said it regarding things that happened to himself. He said it regarding the Tzibo. Look at the Rashbam, second last line, Kineged Tzibo. Knesset Yisrael, referring to Yisrael, Shnei Snabi Al Gilvuson, that he gave Nevuah about the going to go to Golos, V'Yispalel Aleim, and he davened for them. So whenever it says about Tfilis, or Shiv Tishvok is in the Teva, it's referring to the Tzibo. Chomayim Yem Yeshen Kineged Tzibo, Yeshen Kineged Atzmai. Some refer to Tzibo, some of it himself. Hamu is Roshan Yochid.
You
say it was this is talking about the general Tzilim said in the Tzilim. The one that said in Loshen Yochid is also Mizmeh LeDavid. Mizmeh LeDavid that we say in Shah Shudis is all Loshen Yochid. In Ekteshe Yabi Seini, Amimnuch is Naaleini, or in Mizmeh Shech Hanukh is Abayit LeDavid. They also Hashem Rekai Shivati Eilech, or Tirte Eini, all Loshen Yochid. So those who said about himself, Amurit, Meloshen Rabim, Keneged Tzibu. But the ones that were said in Meloshen Rabim, there's plenty of those as well, were said in regarding Klal Yisrael. Nitzuach, Minigun, Lotis, Lohoi. So the Rashbam, second last line in the Rashbam, we're almost onto the same page. Second last line, Nitzuach, Minigun, Lotis, Lohoi. Kol Mokim, Shenem, Nitzuach, Lam Nateach. Or it says, Nigun is Binginus, that's referring to you're right, both together. I'm a Seach and Ginus. Whenever it says Nitzuach and Nigun, together that's referring to us. Lovoy, V'leidana Eich HaMashma, L'Hochi HaVekimlo. I don't know how he knows that that's how it is. The important root in Masol Kapsa, how he knows that the expression of Netzach is us Lovoy. Kolmokim, wherever, Shenema it says in the Tehillim, Nitzuach, the word Nitzuach, which is Lam Natzeach, Binginus, right? Lam Natzeach, Binginus is Nitzuach V'Nigun, so it says the word Nigun together with Lam Natzeach, that's referring to L'Osil Lova Yehu Medavim. David HaMelech was speaking about the future. For Leidano, Heichimasa, I do not know why, where it is mashma that way. El Hochi Yav Kimlo, let's have the Gemara knew. Gemara knew, I don't know, this is Rashi, but the Gemara knew.
Gemara knew, or this is how it was passed down to us?
Yeah.
How they created
Kim, Kimlo, they knew it. Kim Luhu. Yeah, if you want to say this, Kim Luhu. Kim, like Kim Malon. This is what established for us. Established for us. Maskil. Whenever it says Maskil, it is a Sulgamon. It was said through a Sulgamon, says Rashbam. The last Rashbam on the previous page. I say Sulgamon of Aimer. He would say it to someone and the other person would say it to the rabbi. Where do you see that from the word maskil? Find a maskil. Maskil from the Loshen Lachash. So almost the same letters. Lamed Chavshin. Leuches the Togmon. He would say it quietly to the Togmon and then the Togmon would say it out loud.
What would
you do, the translator? Yeah, they're not really a translator. What used to be the rabbis, is to speak quietly, and there would be somebody with a loud voice, and he would say over.
During when?
In Shir, that is. Yeah, in Shir. If you have a Shir of 300 people, then the Rav would say to his speaker, and the speaker would say aloud.
He's like a PA.
Yeah, but he was quite a big Thomas Hoff on this PA. Kutzer's Hamatogon is one of them. He's one of the Amorim. That was his job. I imagine it used to be that the Rav would say, obviously they didn't have command, but they would say, Pesach Mekafir Zayin, Baruch is Daf Gimel, Pesach is Daf Hey, and the Togmah would make the Joshua. That's what I imagine. I mean, they were talking about great, big, big Talmud of Chachamim.
Could they do their own, would they be interpreted at all, or would they just basically be like a mouthpiece?
I imagine that it was more than a mouthpiece.
Why are they specific to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why these specific ones, some of them are not specific. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but some of the Ben Yodah will explain why. I didn't have time to check that. Where are we holding him?
The
David Mizmo. Whenever it says David Mizmor, Lamech Shol Sol of Shchina, V'achar Kachom Hashira. The David Mizmor. First it was David, and then he would sing. He was David. He had the Shchina on him, and then he would sing, and the Shchina would and he'd say his Zemer. But sometimes it'd be Mizmor to David. Sometimes it'd be the other way out. Mizmor to David, and Lamech Shol Hashira, V'achar Shol Sol of Shchina. Sometimes it's the other way around. The David the Melech Mizmor, David the Shem Vuri Lo Yeshlo. First he sang himself a song, and then he had the Shkino. The Lamech of the teacher Shein Hashkino Shoyer. Let me take Atzlus, let me take Atzlus, let me take Stoik, let me take Kalzoish, let me take from Telim, and let me take Tavasim for some mitzvah. Let's get back over that. The teacher, the Lamech of the teacher Shein Hashkino Shoyer. The Shkino does not reside, does not rest on a person. Let me take Atzlus, not be lazy. But let me take Atzlus. That's the point we need here. Not if a person depressed, he will not have the skin on him. That's why we need the Dovid HaMelech something to make a song, and that's when the skin always comes. Sometimes Dovid HaMelech would be in a good, a happy mood. So then the skin would be with him, and then he would say and save him, but sometimes it would be the other way around. He would have to bring the skin onto him by singing Mizmor, and then he'd have it. Let me take Atzlus, let me take Stoich, Stam, merriment. The skin is not going to be with you, but let me take Kalasosh, frivolity. But let me take the Ramatelim, and some talking rubbish or things which are irrelevant. Then let me tell you about simcha shamitza. It needs to have something of simcha. The point is, it has to be simcha. That's the point. So all these things we said there is not true simcha. Atzlus is not true simcha. Atzlus is not true simcha. Somebody who's lazy doesn't have the excitement inside him. Somebody who is start making jokes isn't the true simcha that he needs. And kalasroish also is one. But tell none of those are the true simcha that he needs. The true simcha is Simcha Shal Mitzvah, a person who's learning Torah or doing a mitzvah, that's what is. How do I know you need to be happy to have Shkinah Shehema V'Ato Chuli Menagin? They've made this whole song now already. Chuli Menagin, bring me a player V'Hoye Kenagin Amenagin. And when it was that the player played V'Atihi Olav Yad Hashem, and then there was a Shkinah on him.
When the Rosh Hashanah explains it, okay, it was Sata, but he changed it. The Gemara said the Shekhinah both times. Either he had a Shekhinah and then he said a Mizmor, or he said a Mizmor and a Shekhinah. The Rosh Hashanah changed it to Ruach HaKodesh for the first point.
Let's see, says Rosh Hashanah, David Mizmor, Mas Maschilo Ele David Ruach HaKodesh, Vach Kach Mizmor.
So I wonder why the first one he changes the word Shekhinah to Ruach HaKodesh, not the second one.
Yeah.
Why at all?
So Shekhinah and Ruach HaKodesh are obviously the same, but yeah, the point of having Shekhinah is that you're Ruach HaKodesh. But why did he change the Ruach HaKodesh? I don't know. The Master Mikan, then I said, Mikan Atalon,
he told him what do you think? He had Ruach HaKodesh for the words.
Yeah, I understand. But then also,
the other way, he had the words.
The Master Mikan, Mikan Atalon, Mikan Mipotak Achel, Mikan, the Master Khumuli Menagin. He's two stuck in the proof that you have to be Simcha. One is, it said Mizmah to David, and the other one, because it says Khuli, Khuli Menagin. Simcha Shamitzak, Yak, Khuli Menagin, Shemitkavin, Shetisha, Allah, Shkinah. The whole point of bringing it was to make him have the skin off. Same thing for Tvahalocha. In order to be Meshkan into the Emes, you need to be in a good mood. Somebody who's miserable is not going to be able to get to something called Tayyaf. You're not going to be Zayyaf to Tvahalocha. If you want a good dream, if you go to bed in a good mood, you have a good dream. If you go to bed grumpy, then your dream matches your mood. How can you tell me you have to be in a good mood? You have to be happy when you don't say, it's not true. I'm sitting in front of his Rebbe. And his lips aren't dripping bitterness. He should be burnt. Meaning a person meant to be sitting at the end of the year. That's the image we're learning to you. Noitzvismar is the lesson of the Miri says it means that he is stuttering. He's got so much pacha that he can't speak straight. He's stuttering. The Miri says what's even better is if he doesn't speak at all. But that's what Noitzvismar means. He's got such fear from his Rebbe there, from the Torah, that he probably can't speak properly.
He should be burned?
Yeah, somebody who doesn't know that way should get burned.
Oh,
yeah. Shenema, Sisitov Shishanim, Nishvizmol. Oyvel. I'll take you Shishanim, Elo, Shishanim. His lips should be Shishanim, different. I'll take you Moy, Oyvel, Elo, Mar, Ova. There are such things that gives us someone here. It means that a person has to be Mamish bitter when he's learning the Torah.
Shoshanim is when he's learning from
his heart. Learning? Very good. Shoshanim, quite right. When he's learning, his lips have to be, he has to be bitter. Loikasha, quite right. Loikasha, I'll be rabba, but we've got a question. On one end we're saying the person has to learn with Simcha, on the other end we're saying the person has to learn with deep aim. Loikasha, I'll be rabba, I'll be talmido. If it's his rabba, then that means it's not a rabba. If it's a person who is a rabba, he has to learn with Simcha. If it's a talmid in front of his rabba, he has to be the aim. Like we learned, the person, some in front of his rabba can't do his deima. We learned that time. So he has to stay with the seven tachas. Be by Tema. Abba Abba Abba. The person was talking about the Talmud Chacham learning on his own. Not talking about that the Talmud in front of his Rebbe necessarily. Before you start learning, you have to say minis of zichusa, you have to say some light-hearted things to get yourself into a good frame of mind. But once you started learning, then you have to be learning seriously. Before you would start off his shir, he would say, Milsid de Bichusa. I can guarantee you, he was not making jokes. That's not what Milsid de Bichusa means. Something light. He would say something like Gadda, that's what it means. He would say something like Gadda, something light, something that would get you in a good frame of mind. Or Botchur Abon, and Abon would be Bissameach. And after that, Yosef Be'imso, he would sit Be'imo, he would sit Be'imo. Or Botchur Abishmaitz, then he would start the Shmaitz. The Mela, even the Rebbe would give the share. The Rebbe has to be also in a matzav of pure emes. Torah has to be given the aim of the year.
Isn't this all going on over the famous Dabar Halacha? This whole shmooze is going on.
Yeah.
That Dabar Halacha, isn't that, is that talking about giving a shear over, or is that talking about
when you're learning
the Halacha?
No, the Dabar Halacha.
What is Dabar Halacha?
Something of, yeah, learning.
So learning on your own to figure out what the Halacha is, or giving over a lecture?
The question was, there's both. Whenever you're learning Torah, you have to be Be'imah. Whenever you're learning Torah, Be'imah. Because it's not true Talmud Chacham, it's not, it says, Talmud Chacham, sorry, it's in Be'enev you're learning Torah, you have to be Be'imah. It's not true. Talmud Chacham has to learn Be'imah. First says, the Talmud has to learn Be'imah. Second says, no. When you're learning, you have to learn Be'imah. So what do you say you have to be Be'imah? You start learning with a bit of Simcha, some of Agadza, and then you get, once you hit the real learning, you learn pure Be'imah. Any Rash Skam, Hobby Rabbo. So if Lilmoy Mitzvahs Tvah Simcha, the Rebbe has to learn, not Lilami, Lilmoy, to learn Mitzvahs Tvah Simcha from something of happiness. Happy, you have to be happy. Okay, let's move on. Sorry, Rabbo, how does it? Mi Omri. We already had this shayla before, and now we're discussing again. Remember, we had that before. Rabbi Yossi said that Elazar, my son, said that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And now we have him himself. And Elazar himself comes along and says that because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Shalom Aleichem. Hey, Mamu. Leilanu Hashem Leilanu. Don't do it for our sake. Yeshiva Yochai Kedesh V'Amru Lehem Lemani Lemani Esa. Hashem answered them, you should know I'm going to do it for my sake. For my sake. Means that Mashal explains the Klal Yisrael were at the time of Din when they went to Yam Suf. The Malachim were saying, "Alolo Ibdi Avizah, Alolo Ibdi Avizah. Why should they be saved?" And it was a matter of Din. And Klal Yisrael davened to Hashem and said, "Don't do it because of the Aus Kriyas. Do it because Lama Yomer Agoyim, Lama the Goyim say, do it for your sake." And Hashem said, "Enachalami, I'll save you for my own sake." Save you, Daimer. Kriyas Yam Suf, after Kriyas Yam Suf, or during Kriyas Yam Suf, come to Mashal. Mashal says, I think, during Kriyas Yam Suf. 1 second. Yeah, the mice in the Pesukim is Meduyuk that some of the Shira said during this, during Kriyas Yam Suf. It says that to Miriam, Mashal said Shira, going to. But Mashal here, 1 second. Yeah. So in the Din in the not in the obvious. They were in a matter of Din, should they be saved or not? By grace says the Chumash. V'zesh et palu v'loshen kofa lo'ilonu v'asalena lo'ilonu v'shvileinu tafilinu Hashem. Don't save us for our own sake. Ki lo'ilonu z'chus. We don't have those prayers. Ki m'shim chaten. Lo'la yim ha'goyim. What will the goyim say about you if you wipe us out? And now he said, "Well, because it's Mashiach, I can't ask the money. I'll do it for my own sake." Indeed, nafon. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't meant to die. When the Klal saw themselves, each one was thinking as they were going through what they were thinking. That could be, but yeah, just think of a mashal. We're not about our email. So if you let me show me Yisrael and move Yisrael, Shalom Dan Alei Malki Knaan. At the time of Malki Knaan, that's when Yehuda and Yisrael was saying. Again, the same idea. Hey, Mamu Loilonu, we're not in our schools. And Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to do it for my own sake. If it wasn't Midori, Yomel, Zavoya and Barak, Omro. Zavoya and Barak. Those of you that know them, Novi, there's a Mechama, and Zavoya was the Nevi'ah at the time. Omro, Yisrael, Shalom Dan Alei Sisra, when Sisra wanted to attack them. Hey, Mamu Loilonu, they said that. Don't do it for our sake, we don't have the space, and if Kiddush Meshiva B'Mesem, the money yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. What?
Why would you repeat it in this
piece? Yeah, also there would have been. It's for Chulu. It's the Tesh about Peh. It's for Chulu. Said before in Chulu, it means you don't say the whole thing yourself. If it's a great day, my mom's going to ask them more. The source of the name of Mom, Homon, Harosa. Hey, Mom, Lono, Meshiva, Lomani, Lomani. This thing, Lono, was instituted by the Khan Benavim. She owe me my son called Pega Pega, called Savit Sorrow. She top Alem is so. Any sign should happen. Shemigalun, Amin, Oistoi, Al Gulasan. When they're redeemed, he say it, Al Gulasan. Oh, says Ashbaam, very good point. Says Ashbaam. Oh, so this answers Yossi's problem. Shalom Dalaya. Shalom Dalaya. La'acha Sha'od. After they went past through the Yah. That's how he says it. Yasiv. Hayom. Here are the Yonos. Rashbam says, the Medrash says that they were worried just like we came out from one side. So too, the Mitzrayim will come out from the other side, will still be attacked. And then Hashem made the Yam spit out all the bones and the things of the Mitzrayim, and they knew that they were safe. So the Rashbam says that that's what they were doing. Leilonu, don't save us from the Mitzrayim, save us for your sake. Mashal said that it was while they were going through it. Yeshua v'chol Yisrael amru k'loim ha'af Yisrael. See, Avram af Yisrael v'Yeshua amru. That's how Rashi learns. I mean, each one is adding what the previous one says. So Rashi on the top says Yeshua v'chol Yisrael k'loim ha'af Yisrael v'chol Yisrael. Says that's not, I don't agree with that. V'loini hiri. Shem kein b'kulam ha'tasar v'fashkin. Then you're always saying af. Shem kein. At the end we have the conversation. No, it was the rabbis who instituted it. They should say whenever you have a star. Well, that's what they're all saying. Each one, whenever you have a star, added on. And also they did, and they said, yeah, always. So thank you, that's what they're all saying. According to what you're saying, according to what Rashi's saying, all those that we said earlier, all those that we said earlier, Amruat for Asan, they said it for itself. Shaitiknu Nabiyim Mekach. They were mistaken for that. So, what exactly is the last response? Av Chachamim Amru and every child. Everyone's in there. So what's Chachamim? Mekach. Elo Korech Ben Asanoim Hochi Kimnim Rabbi. Each one was Mekach from his Rebbe. This is now the Rashbam Shat. Each one was Mekach from his Rebbe. Which, who said Loilonu? Who said Loilonu? Was it this? Was it that? Who said Loilonu?
Who first said it?
Who first said it?
And the Chacham Rechulik is saying, you know what?
There wasn't any particular person. There was a Tekonos Chazal. He said, Chazal was mistaken. Whenever you ever saw, you should say this. So the question is, come to us, Pam. The Loilonu, who said Loilonu? A whole bunch of people. The last one was mentioned was Mordechai Esther. Mordechai Esther, when did they live? Way later than David HaMelech. And yet in Jerusalem. So David HaMelech instituted it, composed that on the future. That's right. So why are you saying that David HaMelech was stuck in it, that eventually one day Mordechai Esther will say it? Yeah, this question is still somehow starting off discussion. So, Mashal, every question. You should act like that. Then in Babasa it says that in Sefer Tehillim, ten Kenim wrote Sefer Tehillim. Besides David HaMelech, he took tefillahs from ten Kenim. And it's not mentioned the ones that we just saw, like Yeshua or Devorah. It doesn't say that. Also, the Yitzhakasha, here's the Kasha I was asking, the Ani Tzinoi, Chizke, Chananya, Mordechai, Esther, Shemayim Ramach, David. Kundarashi is good. Kundarashi, that each one's adding on the next. David HaMelech composed it once, or Moshe Rabbeinu composed it, and David HaMelech put it in his favor. And then whenever everyone was saved, they said it as well. They were going to learn just Mordechai and Esther, who said it, Ochanani, Mishav, Azariah, they lived well after David HaMelech. So what's that? The real thing on my father is David HaMelech wrote it, not knowing what it was before. But what's that from, man? And I've asked a few people. What was Kali Yisrael thinking when they read Tehillim and he saw Nas Bava? What were they thinking when they read it then? Al Nas Bava was in Sefer Tehillim. Dovah the Melech wrote Sefer Tehillim. And in it, it's a graphic thing of how when they would sit on leaving the going to God as Bava, they would sit and cry. And that's what happens. Right. No. So, but here, so what? They just didn't take notes. Huh? Some Yosavno, we sat, we cried. What's we sat? We haven't been there yet. They're speaking about what's going to be. We sat. So, okay, that's not really, not on the
text.
We said that before, that, you know, Lamaseh and Yunus is on the future. So why is
right.
it hard to believe that,
it's a mizmor about something that happens. Shom Yosham, that we sat, we cried.
At the time it was on the future.
Right, but he wrote it in past tense.
Okay.
On Aris Bovel, we sat and we cried. So he wrote on past tense, and when people got to that and said, when do we sit and cry? We never sit and cry. So you're right, he's being menabe about what's going to be. So, yeah, okay.
Didn't we say here only specifically where it says David and Malik and Malik are going to be there?
Without a theorem, I don't think it's possible to work out. Take a theorem with you when you manage. When you ask him tomorrow, we shall finish off that God. We shall do it with Slachas.